Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I think my voice is loud enough as it is. Hey, I see too much agreement out there. Praise God. But hey, I just want to encourage you this morning, because I want you to know that the best thing you can do with your life is live for the Lord. Amen? You know, with everything that we got going on and everything that's happening, I want you to know that the number one thing you can do is be true to your God and live as a Christian and be the best person you know how to be. And I tell you what, it's enough to make a difference. Amen? I hear so many people, what should we be doing? I tell you what, live for the Lord. Amen? And so this morning, I just want to encourage you. I want to thank you for being with us. And I just want us to step into a time where we are worshiping God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Stand to your feet with us this morning. We're excited to worship in the house with you.
Out of the darkness. sorrow inside.
Working God, you are You and fill me with peace. Yeah. grace. You brought me out of darkness, you have filled me with peace. Giver of mercy, you're my help and son of me. Lord, I can never say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that is one of the greatest benefits of being a believer, is that right in the middle of everything going on, you can still rest in His promises. Amen. And you can rest in the faithfulness of God, and you can be filled with righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost in the middle of everything, because our God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you should have a boldness. I tell you what, especially when we see what's going on in the world, it should give you a boldness and a confidence in the decisions you have made to allow the Lord to be the Lord of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Faithful. Lord is a good Lord.
Faithful you are.
Amen.
I just keep hearing that over and over in my head.
Amen.
That Faithful. You need to just say to God, faithful you are.
Yep. Amen.
Faithful you are. I Amen. Will rest in your promises to me.
Amen.
I will Praise rest God. In your promises to me. And then you remind yep. him of what that promise is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you need provision, he said he'll provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise
if you
God.
Need healing, he said by the stripes of Jesus,
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever Amen. It is that you need,
Absolutely.
He yep. is yes. faithful. Yes.
And you know, the Bible says, come boldly before come his on. Throne of grace. Amen. We don't have to be backwards. We don't have to be shy. In fact, there should be a boldness that comes with you and your faith. Amen. You should be Amen. A light to the world, and you should not be afraid to have an answer Amen. Of why you have peace. You know, sometimes Amen. People are going to look at you. They might think it's strange that in the middle of a rough report or in the middle of difficulty that you have a peace. But that is who you are, and that's what Amen. You should have. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
and
the name of the Lord.
Listen, don't Amen. Be afraid to cry out to God. He
Amen.
Already knows how you're feeling.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He already knows how you're feeling. Why bottle it
Amen.
Up? Some of you won't tell anybody.
Hallelujah.
Tell it to God.
Amen.
Go
Amen.
Out to a field and
Amen.
Shout out
Hallelujah.
To him if you
Amen.
Need to. Remember,
Praise
Jesus
God.
Was in the
Hallelujah.
Garden praying, Amen. God, let this cup pass from me.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, thy will be done.
Amen.
Jesus
Praise
cried
God.
Out to God.
Hallelujah.
So
yes,
much that sweat was coming out, or Amen. Blood was coming out of him instead of sweat.
Amen.
Listen, God knows your troubles. God knows where you're at.
Amen.
God knows what you're going through. And he's the one that's going to get you through it. Amen.
Amen.
Cry
Praise
out to him.
In the name
him.
Of the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, before we get too far down the road here, we want to take a few minutes since we still have a combined service and we haven't Amen. Allowed Children's Church to continue just yet, but it's coming.
Next week.
Next week,
Next
amen.
Next week it's coming. And also, if you're available and if you can help, we're going to have a
oh, yeah,
work
on the
day
13th.
On the 13th, so this coming Saturday, to get some of this stuff cleaned up out of this building. We've got a bigger building out there, yes, but
amen.
The storage out there isn't much.
Right. Amen.
We've used as much room as we could for classrooms and for those kind of things, so
yep.
we need to clean this
We're
building
clean
out.
This building
I
out.
Don't know.
Well,
we
it's something that we have to do anyway to get
sure.
ready for our transition. So the
sure.
13th, which is a Saturday, is probably around 1 o'clock. We're going to just set ourselves in clean, because before too long, we will have to be on State Route 292 at our new building. Amen. So God has been extraordinarily faithful. And so right now, we still don't have a final move-in date yet, obviously, or we'd be shouting that out to you. And we're working with our general contractor to try to get that done. But there's a lot of electrical. The main thing that still needs done is all the electrical lights and that kind of stuff. But it is coming, and we're headed that way. Carpet's in, bathrooms are in, and all kinds of stuff that needed is being done. So we're excited about that. So we're going to have Pastor Jared come and inspire us for children.
Amen. Good morning, church. All right, kids, let's show them how it's done. When I say, how are you guys doing today? I want you to give me a big good, awesome, amazing, whatever it might be, on the count of three, and all adults can join in. Let's be loud. Let's say proud. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good!
Okay, I think Jesus needs a little bit more convincing that you love him and that you're in his house and you're ready to praise him. I said, how are you doing this morning? Okay, that was a little bit better. Okay, I think we're getting there. Guys, remember that God is so excited that you're here with him, boys and girls, adults, men and women, everybody. Guys, we're in this, God, together. guys, okay? And so we're so thankful that you're here, and we want to take time to praise Jesus and worship him together. So kids, let's get excited. This is our time where we can worship as families. We can worship as a church. Okay, so we have a song where we're just going to celebrate how Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and we're going to give him our best praise this morning. So stand up on your feet. Okay, let's go. Let's clap our hands. Let's do these motions, guys. Let's get excited. Should ever live for. All right. Okay. So just welcome you guys in. Hey, kids, I want you to turn, and adults, turn to your neighbors and say, good morning to you. And turn to your other neighbor that you chose second and say, good morning to you too. Although we love each other all the same. All right. So guys, welcome in. We're so thankful. I'm so excited to hear that. Hey, next Sunday we have children's church. Praise God. Any of you kids excited about that? Okay. I had a bunch of head shakes. The adults are like, yeah, we're excited about that too. Now, listen, I know I had one of my kids that was crying this morning. He's like, I want to go to class. I want to go to class. So it's exciting times. But guys, we've so enjoyed this time together. What an incredible season for us to worship God together and be with one another. So we're so thankful that you're here. And today, Pastor is going to share with everyone a great message on this really important word called compassion. Can everybody say compassion? compassion that is so important that it defines us as Christians, is who we are, that we love Jesus, and that we care for other people. Okay, does anybody have, like, any of the girls in here really like animals? And when you see a cute animal or animal that's hurting, you like, aw, you know, and you like almost feel kind of sorry for it. You take pity on it. You want to do something to help it. Your heart is moved. You want to help out an animal that's hurting, that's in need, that might be in danger, right? Okay, I've seen this many, many times. Guys, that's what basic compassion is, where our heart is moved towards another person to want to help them, to want to minister to them, to want to share the truth of Jesus with them, and to help them out. Okay, so when we have compassion, that truly shows that we love Jesus and we love the people around us. So guys, so listen today. Okay, you've had all week to play, run around. We just got like a little bit of time here. We're going to give Pastor Phil our best, give God our best, and pay attention to what he has to say about compassion today, okay? So let's put our hands together. Let's welcome our pastor today.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know, we are all excited and glad to have everybody back with us, but as many people as we're glad that are here with us, we still have some people that are not back a part of the in-house service yet, and they're still online and doing things, so we're still getting prayer requests, and we still want to welcome you. And so the first thing I'm going to do, even before we preach the message, is we had a prayer request for a man named Ben, who's fallen, and he's suffering from cancer, and he has surgery next Tuesday. So we're just going to pray. Father, we put Ben before you right now, God. And Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just pray healing and blessing upon Ben, Father. Lord, we pray that he would be touched, God, that these doctors, you would bless this procedure. You'd touch their hands, Father. And Lord, that healing would be ministered to Ben, Father. And God, we just curse cancer and we ask it to die and to leave him, Father. And Lord, we just declare it and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. And I'm sure at the end of service, I'll probably have some more prayer requests and things like that that we're going to attend to. And this morning, I just want to spend a few minutes with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Being thankful that we are here. Being thankful that we are saved and blessed of the Lord Jesus. And I want to talk to you on a subject today where we see that Jesus was moved with compassion. And it says in Mark chapter 1, verse 40, it says, "There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean." And the first thing I want to tell you about is that the word compassion means to have sorrow, love, mercy, and a feeling for another. Amen? So the first thing I like to see here is that what the Lord says to one, he says to all. So the first thing I want to remind you of is that the compassion of Jesus sees who you are, where you are, and he's focused on just what you need. Amen? And I want you to know that it absolutely exposes to us and reveals to us what God's will is when it comes to people that are hurting and people that are sick and people that are in any situation when they have a need. It is clear that Jesus says, I will, and stretch forth his hand. Amen? And it says that, he reached his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed in him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priests, and offer thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could not more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. I think it's interesting that the Lord asked this man not to say anything, but he was so touched that he could not help himself but say what had happened to him. And God's love and compassion was so great that even though this guy spoke openly, the miracle sustained and lasted. Amen? And I want you to know something, compassion. Compassion, compassion, compassion is something that I want each of us to understand, that a part of what God has done for us, when we look at the fruits of the Spirit, long-suffering and kindness, I want you to know something. Compassion is very critical for us to have as part of our life. Amen? I want us to know that when we have compassion working on our behalf, it opens the door up for good things to happen. Right here, Jesus was moved with compassion, and it immediately led us into a place where we saw a supernatural miracle happen at the hands of our Lord. Amen? I want to go to the book of Exodus chapter 2, and I want to read just a few minutes about one of the greatest men in the Bible, and that's a man named Moses who helped lead God's people out of Egypt. But I just want you to see what happened upon him when he was just a little young baby, and actually he was just a child, and his mother actually put him in a basket and sent him over towards Pharaoh, because if you remember, it was already being noised about that the Lord was bringing a deliverer unto his people Israel. And Moses was born, and the Pharaoh at that time had an edict that he was killing children out of his fear of a leader being born out of the Israelite people. And so Moses was hid away in a basket and sent down a river. And we're going to see what happens here. And it says, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Whew, that's amazing, isn't it? And the Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Now, first of all, I want you to see something here. What faith did Moses' mother have to put her child in a basket and let him go trusting God? Talk about compassion. And then look at the favor of God to touch Pharaoh's daughter with compassion, that not only would she swoop this child up, but have a heart to take care of the child. Amen? And how amazing is it? What would you think as a mom if you got paid wages just to feed your own child and take care of your own baby? Amen? Only the Lord can do something so fantastic and something so amazing. Amen? I want us to never undercount the compassion of God that can be upon our life. Amen? I want us to never understate what compassion, what faith, what the goodness of God, and what grace released into a situation can produce and do, because here we clearly see the supernatural goodness of God. You know, I really want us to really understand that faith works by love, amen, and that compassion and the goodness of God has always been out for us, amen. You know, we sang some songs this morning about the reckless love of God. And think about this. Which one of us could be so reckless that we would release our child, have him go to the cross for generations of people who we have to wonder, would they get saved? Amen? But in the middle of all that, the goodness and the compassion of God is that he comes no matter what. And with that being said, I want us to understand that being made in his image, there's a measure of compassion in you by the Holy Ghost that I pray that you're releasing. Amen? I want you to know something. Part of the fruit of the Spirit and the goodness of God is that compassion would be in your life. And I just want to speak to us today for a few minutes, because in the time of social media, in the time of bad news media, and all these things that are out there, if we're not careful, we have to protect ourselves, because I tell you what, we could harden our heart. Amen? We could be people that lose sight of compassion, but that's never who we want to be, because God himself is filled with compassion and he's made us a person of compassion. Amen. Yes. And I want you to know that compassion is something that we need to release and we need to have. And right now I want to speak to you just for a minute about this. We need to make sure that we have compassion on ourselves. See, I want you to know that sometimes for a Christian, especially when the dark one's trying to speak to us, sometimes we are so critical, we're so self-critical, and we'll judge ourselves so harshly sometimes in situations, and especially when we are having challenges and difficulties and battles, that if we're not careful, we won't have compassion even on ourselves, and we have to be careful about that. Amen? Now listen, I would never put my stamp of approval on a life filled with sin or with us doing things that are wrong and doing all that. That's not what I'm talking about. But I am talking about the fact that we have to have compassion on ourselves when we have a faith journey that doesn't work out just the way we thought, or where we have areas where we struggle somewhat. We have got to make sure that we want to hold ourselves accountable, but also that we have compassion. You know, we have got to remember that we're not supposed to live in condemnation. Amen? When we have difficulties, we're supposed to bounce back, stand back up, and get stirred so that we can release battles of faith. Amen? I also want to talk to us about the fact that when we're dealing with relationships, when we're dealing with our spouse, when we're dealing with our children, we have to have people that, yes, we want to be accountable. You know, the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. So we want to make sure that we are disciplining and that we're doing that. But we also got to make sure that we have compassion in everything we're doing. And at the same time that I'm talking to you about being compassionate and make sure that you're merciful, make sure that you can lean towards people and be compassionate for them, at the same time, I want to remind you that sometimes compassion is making tough decisions. Remember, Jesus looked at the rich young ruler, had compassion upon him, and challenged him, said, well, go and sell what you have and then follow me. And the rich young ruler didn't do it. And Jesus didn't cow down and say, okay, I'm sorry I said that for you. No, he spoke the truth. And we've got to make sure that part of our compassion causes us to speak the truth and stand by the truth. Amen? We need to be balanced in these things. The Bible says that a false balance is an abomination, but a just weight is his delight. So as much as compassion leads us to be merciful and kind, compassion also has an element of accountability in it. Amen? And we've got to make sure that we do all phases of what's required. But I think it's just powerful here that we saw that the compassion and the goodness of God led Moses' mother to trust God enough to release him. But at the same time, compassion came right out of the place that eventually would be taken down by the very leader that they protected. Amen? So the mercy and the grace and the goodness of God is extraordinary. Amen? I'm going to look here in the book of Matthew, and we're going to take another look at the compassion of Jesus. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 14, and in verse 14, we're going to see that Jesus is ministering to people. And it says here in Matthew 14, 14, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. I pray that we as people, that we're still moved with compassion. You know, when we see the state of the world, I pray that there's times where God can come upon us and have us pray for what we see going on. Amen? Yes. I pray that people come across our path and that we are moved with compassion, and we make sure that we are praying for people, and we make sure that we keep our heart open to others, because that's what compassion is. Compassion itself is a sorrow, a love, and a mercy that is felt towards others. And I want you to know something, that even though we might be intimidated to share the gospel or to speak openly about our faith, I pray that compassion would compel you to get beyond your fears. I pray that compassion would compel you to reach out and witness and reach out and talk, because I will tell you that in the middle of that compassion, you're going to be moved to see people being healed and set free. It says that Jesus was in the multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. I want us to remember that when we are moved by compassion, it should always compel us to look up towards heaven, which cometh our salvation. It should always compel us to be mindful that in every situation, we need the Lord to be a part of that situation. Amen? We see here that when he looked up towards heaven and prayed, that all of a sudden they fed the multitude. And it says, and they did all eat and were filled. Praise God. You know me and how much I like this eating stuff. Amen. I like the fact that it says they were all filled. It didn't say that they had to split anything. It didn't say that they got just a taste to take the edge off. I want you to know that they had that Thanksgiving meal where once you get to eat it, all you can do is go rest somewhere and nod off for a minute. I want you to know that the Lord, when his compassion is moving, he's going to be providing for people in a way that maximizes the potential. And they even took up fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. I want you to know something, that when the compassion of the Lord is involved in your situation, it's not just going to be barely enough to get by. You're going to see the exceeding abundance of God. Amen? You're going to see him be able to fulfill something to the fullest. I want you to know that sometimes I think we need to believe God for more, not less. You know, if I had a child that was struggling with drug addiction, I wouldn't believe for them to just barely get away from that. I would believe for their life to be so turned around and to be so full that it was though they were never involved in drug addiction. Amen? I would believe God for the supernatural. I would believe God for those things which are beyond ourselves. Let compassion fuel your faith. And let compassion move you beyond yourself, beyond your limitations, and beyond what you can see, so that you can see God in the middle of situations. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that it says right here in Romans chapter 9. I think this is so profound, because in Romans chapter 9, it says, "For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." And again, I want to challenge you to make sure that you don't think about people in all of what they've done, even yourself. Sometimes we get so caught up in what I've done wrong and what they've done wrong, and we will limit ourselves in believing for the true compassion and the goodness that God can bring into a situation. Amen? Even against yourself, don't hold yourself so guilty of bad decisions and things that you've made a mistake on that you just hinder yourself under a load of guilt and condemnation that separates you from releasing your faith to believe God for the great things that God can do and bring to pass. Remember, he says, "I will have mercy on who I will have mercy, and compassion on who I'll have compassion." And I thank God that the Bible says that what I've promised to one, or what I've said to one, I say to all. Amen? So that means that we don't have to be limited in our belief for God's compassion and goodness to come upon our life. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Our Lord is a good, powerful God, and he's a blessing to us, and he's with us at all times. And I want to go to this scripture here in 1 Peter. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to get right to 1 Peter chapter 3. And I just want to read something to us. It says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they may speak no guile. Woo! Praise God. Boy, we've said a mouthful here, but I just want to touch base on some things. Finally, be of one mind. I want you to know something, Christians, that there should be some things that we are just one-minded on. When it comes to Jesus, when it comes to the power of the Holy Ghost, when it comes to the goodness of God, we should just be of one mind. Amen? We should have a faith in our God being a good God and a God of mercy, a God of grace, and a God of love, and we should stand, therefore, in that. Having compassion one for another, love as brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous. You know, I want you to understand something, that sometimes, praise the Lord, sometimes you might not understand everybody's situation. Sometimes you might not be able to understand what someone is going through or why they have struggles in areas that you don't have struggles in, but we should have some compassion on that, amen? We should still be able to pray for people. We should still be able to give them compassion. Even at times when we don't know the details or understand it, we want to make sure that we are pitiful and courteous towards other people. Amen? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want you to know that today in this environment is definitely a time where we want to have compassion, but we also need to have accountability. Amen? You know, when I think about what happened to this man in the news that's been newsed around about, that was a terrible situation. And in that situation, we had a few bad cops that need to be dealt with. But I tell you what, we don't need to believe that in today's world that we don't need our police departments. Amen? I want you to know something. We need to know that our policemen and the people that do this stuff for our lives are very much needed. Amen? The Bible says that the law is for the wicked and the unrighteous. Amen? And I want you to know something, that we need to make sure that in all our compassion and all our things that we're doing, that we have a balanced, true relationship of love, and that we are not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing, knowing that you are therefore unto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Listen to me, for believers, I want you to understand something. That we may or may not get everything we expected to get in our lifetime. Now, I pray that we do. I pray that you're blessed. The Bible says that I pray that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So I pray that you do get to check all the boxes on the things you want. But I'll also tell you this, and I'll challenge you in this way, that no matter what, remember that you're on your way to heaven. Remember that there is blessing set for you that we were never going to be able to account for on this earth. Amen? And because of that, I want you to know something, that we should be stirred up with compassion and kindness for all of our days, because there is a place of blessing that we're headed to that no one can take away from us. Amen? And we want to make sure that we rise and stand in the goodness and the greatness of God. Because it says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. I think it's critical for us to know, as believers, what we speak is what we're going to see. See, one thing that we have got to take account for, if you have compassion in you, you understand this, that you have an element of the supernatural attached to your life. And because of that, what you speak and what you say is a very important part of what you're going to walk into. Amen? And we need to make sure that our words are not filled with anything but love, faith, and goodness. That's what we speak, that's what we pray, that's what we say, and that's what we do, so that we can see the God outcomes in our life. Amen? Praise God. I want to just tell us today, let's be people that are moved with compassion, moved with the goodness of God. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, Father. Lord, I just exalt you today, Father. Lord, I thank you for your presence and your anointing and your goodness, God. And I thank you for your compassion that is released upon our lives, Father. Lord, today we declare your glory. We declare your goodness. And God, I just declare, God, today that you just pour out your spirit upon us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have a couple prayer requests? Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I pray for Ben that he would just travel safe, God, and that you would just keep him and be with him as he travels, God, and that he would return home safely. And Father, right now, Rhonda has requested, God, and we pray, Father, hallelujah. Miss Haley, come up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody else that's sick here today? Come over here, Miss Haley. I'm just going to do what the Bible says, that if we have any sick among us, let us just anoint them with oil and pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I curse this diagnosis, Father. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that the healing process is already released, Father, that as Haley goes through these things and God, as they medically do things for her, Father, Lord, I just loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into her, God. Father, that she comes in the fullness of health, even right now, Father. I curse this diagnosis, God. I command it to leave her body. I loose the working of miracles in Jesus' name. And Lord, we declare her healed and whole, Father. Now, Lord, I pray strength for Haley and Phil and for her whole family, Father. And Lord, I thank you for the good report, God, of absolute healing. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Yes. Something I was going to say there, but, I lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just on one thing for a second. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, one thing I did forget to do, though, that we're going to take care of, is I forgot to give you a chance to give your tithe and offering today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the buckets up there, and then I'm going to pray, and we're going to have you come from that side and walk around here to give your offering in just a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, now I thank you for every person today, God. Father, and I thank you that, God, as they release their tithes and their offerings, Father, that, Lord, you receive their act of faith, Father. Now, Lord, I thank you that the Bible says that you rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God, and that you open the windows of heaven. Lord, I thank you that in the Bible we see that even when they were coming out of Egypt, it says that their clothes lasted 40 years and their sandals were not worn out, God, because your hand was upon your people, God. And Lord, I thank you that everything that's given, you give back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And Lord, I just declare blessing upon all of your folks, God, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithe and offering to the front.